Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator, Frank Vandenhorst, and the mindful pathfinder himself, Peter M. Fellows. And this week, we're going to share with you something about our journey. Peter, can you give us an idea of what you'll be sharing with us today?
Yeah, thank you, Rick. Well, it's good to be back here with you two titans of titillating truisms. Today, I wanted to share with you how the Pathfinder's question leveled up my life after the damage from a terrific storm that raged through New York back in the day. But now, back to you, Rick.
Thank you, Peter. Can't wait to hear about that. Frank, how about you?
Well, you know, sometimes you meet people in life and the magic happens. And that was the case when I met Nancy at a party. Okay. It's a story that links my three focus points, what I'm doing in my business, Frank Wise, together. It's unlocking your vast untapped potential. It is effectively use your talents and become and stay balanced. This story tells it all. Stay tuned.
Great. Thank you, Frank. So what I'll be sharing today is the gift of COVID.
Oh.
And can extreme challenge elevate us? And how can you see the teacher in any situation? Okay, let's get into your journey, Peter.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Rick. So I was feeling a bit overwhelmed. I had friends from back in Canada who were coming to visit us at our home in Mamaroneck, New York. And there was so much to do to fix things up for the visit. My wife, Jeannie, ever the gracious and thoughtful hostess she is, seemed to find more and more chores that absolutely needed the attention, my attention, at a time when real work was particularly challenging. So I felt like I was failing her. And at the same time, I felt like I couldn't really give any more than I was giving. Well, I was getting dressed for work and it was about 8:45 in the morning. And outside there was this horrific storm that sort of mirrored my mental state. And the bedroom window screen was so filled with water drops that I couldn't even see outside. All that was visible was sort of a diffused gray light and blobs of dark color swaying back and forth as the wind pulled and bent the trees. I could hear my daughter, Sabrina, then 17 years old, singing in the second story bathroom as she got ready for her day. Suddenly there was a tremendous cracking sound and Sabrina screamed. So I ran into the bathroom. A massive tree had fallen from the neighboring property at the bottom of our yard and onto our deck, crushing the deck rail. And as it fell, one of the tree branches was reaching out to the bathroom window where Sabrina was standing and just was brushing it. I mean, she was okay, but my heart was racing. So I ran downstairs to look out the sliding glass door and see what the damage was. But all I could see were windswept branches from this downed tree flailing about as if the tree was trying to right itself and get back up. I couldn't really believe that such a disaster had occurred. It seemed unreal. You know, how could this be? And I was rather badly shaken and wondered what the heck I was going to do to come back from this disaster. But as my conditioned brain, gatekeeper, feeling completely unable to cope with this, just gave up, a thought came from my non-conscious mind, Pathfinder. This is a real life test. I mean, it's one thing for me to think up this mindful process of accessing the better informed, deeper self for everyday guidance, right? To talk about that. But it's one thing to think, well, this could level up other people's lives and you should do this. But that's all armchair stuff. Would it work for me when something real, something huge like this happened, or was it just nice new age poster sort of gibberish that you hear all the time? So when the thought came to me, this is a real life test, what I noticed is that the fear of the gatekeeper had transmuted itself into excitement, anticipation. Wow, let's see how this goes. It's funny how those two things, fear and excitement, feel the same in the body. But I didn't know what to do next. I mean, what practical steps should I take? And the thought came back, use your common sense. I have some. there are arguments to the contrary, but I do have some. Inner guidance, the thought came, often comes as ordinary thoughts. Just act on them. Try trusting, making mistakes, and see if this process really works. So I asked, what's first? Assess the situation, came the answer. I couldn't get out the block door, the deck door, so I went around the front, made my way around. And as soon as I did, it became evident that, thankfully, things weren't as bad as my conditioned brain had imagined that they would be. The tree had broken the deck railing, but done little more than that, cosmetic damage to the deck itself. Our deck furniture was trashed, but I saw no damage to the house, and the tree looked quite stable where it lay. So what now? Call the insurance company, came the thought. See what they say. Phone the tree man we use at work to find out about removing the tree. Call the handyman to find out about repairing the deck. Common sense, right? Nothing mystical or genius about that. Pathfinder suggested that there was no inherent conflict between intellect and intuition. Intuition informs the intellect in quite ordinary ways. They're meant to work together seamlessly. Only gatekeepers' fears interfere with this flow of inner guidance. Now, normally gatekeeper would have been going into hyperdrive, worrying about the costs of repair. How long would it take? Was it even possible to restore our deck back to the way it was? What about our house guests that are going to be coming later? But for the most part, in place of anxiety, there was instead curiosity. How would Pathfinder work this all out? So I asked and acted upon what was often, in retrospect, ordinary common sense ideas with curiosity rather than anxiety. And the insurance company said they'd have an adjuster contact us, and the tree man said he'd stop by to take a look, and the handyman put us in touch with the contractor for the deck. I felt empowered, supported, confident of my ability to handle all that needed to be done because I was seeing the guidance I needed as it coming in as I needed it. And I began the long and complicated process of restoring our deck. You know, there were countless decisions and choices to be made every step of the way. And in my journal, I'd write something like, Pathfinder suggested I do this, Pathfinder suggested I do that. And it wasn't that I heard a special voice or anything, and I wasn't becoming schizophrenic. I was simply treating my non-conscious mind or self as a separate person. This made it easier for me to judge the outcome. It wasn't my butt on the line, it was Pathfinder's. And I have to tell you, I wasn't completely free of my conditioned brain gatekeeper's worries. But although I didn't expect all my decisions to turn out right, I knew that whatever decision I made, it would always turn out to be all right. And that meant I didn't have to worry about making the wrong decision. If it seemed there was a block in my path, a course of action, or that a decision had led me to doing a wrong thing, I didn't have to worry. Regardless of what happened, I managed to remind Gatekeeper to just look and see what Pathfinder would come up with. And Pathfinder would be right there, ready to provide me with the next step in the journey. It seemed like Pathfinder was everywhere, always a step ahead of us, arranging things so that the people and conditions we needed were there for us when we needed them. A storm had knocked down a huge tree onto our deck, but by my coaching of the conditioned brain gatekeeper to work with the non-conscious mind Pathfinder, I turned down the stress, I leveled up the fulfillment, and we ended up with a stronger, far more interesting deck at no extra cost to us. Back to you, Rick.
Wow. Good stuff, Peter. Awesome. Frank, what will you be sharing today?
I met Nancy at a party. I was greeting several people I knew, and I was introduced to her. It started just as a casual conversation about life, etc. And then she asked, do you want to drink something? I said, yeah, it would be nice. So she poured two glasses of lovely Pinot Grigio in such a way that I asked her, are you working in hospitality branch? How do you know? She smiled and said, yes, at 39,000 feet. Sometimes there are little clues that tell a lot about people. She was a senior purser at KLM Airlines, head of cabin staff, and flying on the intercontinental routes. We talked about traveling, her favorite places, and so on. While talking, I saw she was distracted at some moment. She was looking at the back of the room. I hear a dog, she said, and it's not going well with it. She put down her glasses, excused herself, and walked into the direction of the door in the back. I followed her, and when we came to the room, I saw her bending to the dog. "Frank, can you get me a bucket quick, please?" she asked. I found one somewhere in the kitchen and brought it to her. The dog started to vomit. The dog was really not well, not feeling quite well. The owner came, somehow irritated, and asked what was wrong. "Is she sick again?" And he started to complain. Nancy looked him straight in the eyes and said, "She will be okay in a few minutes. Please just leave me alone with her for an instant." He went away frustrated. I fetched some paper to clean the dog's mouth, and Nancy handed me the bucket. I cleaned it. Without any doubt, Nancy was in complete control of the situation. I found a bowl and put some water in it. I handed the bowl to Nancy, and she smiled while patting the dog. She said, "We are a great team." "Helping dogs to vomit won't be my new trait," I said to her. We both laughed. The dog seemed okay, and we went back to the party. The dog walked close, very close to Nancy, and the owner was now nowhere to be seen, by the way. We refilled our glasses, and the dog sat next to her, completely relaxed and okay. I looked at Nancy and said to her, completely out of the blue, "What happened to the German Shepherd, your neighbor's dog, when you were 8 years old?" She looked at me very, very surprised and saw tears in her eyes. "Oh, sorry, I didn't want to upset you." No, it's okay," she said. "But how do you know this? I never told anyone about this incident, not even my husband." And then she told me the story of the very warm relationship she had with the dog, that when she thought about him picking up a stick, he just would do it. And then when she was waiting at the gate, then the dog came from school, and they were both very happy. And when she took him for a walk, she didn't need a leash because he simply would never leave her. Then she told me about the bullying boys throwing firecrackers at him, and the dog was biting one of those guys. The police came, and when she came home from school that day, the dog wasn't there anymore and never returned. She cried. I felt embarrassed to have asked her this question. She said, "I shouldn't be," and thanked me for it, because it was such a feeling that bothered her for so long. It was a relief. The dog, by the way, rubbed his head against her leg and wagged his tail, expressing his love. She told me she intuitively connected to dogs, and that the police dogs at the airport all started to wag their tails when she passed them. She could mind read the guys. "You are a dog whisperer in disguise, aren't you?" I asked her. She paused and said, "Yeah, I might be. Yeah, I think so." And took a sip from her glass. It was time to leave. We exchanged our personal details, and we both thanked each other for the wonderful conversation we had. A few days later, she called me. "That word dog whisperer keeps buzzing in my head, Frank. I can't deal with it. Can you coach me on this or help me out?" I said, "I'd love to do it." So I coached her by asking her questions, brainstorming, using my energy healing tools to help her to release her pain, and helping to make her choices that really, really made her happy. Gradually, she started to embrace her special talent. To cut a long story short, she now combines her work at KLM with working with dogs in an asylum as a dog whisperer and a caretaker. I visit her at the asylum and saw a radiant, shining, completely happy woman in love with dogs and in love with herself. What a wonderful world. So what did Nancy do? She unlocked her untapped potential, acknowledged her talents, and had the courage, yes, the courage, to follow her talents where they lead. What about you? Think about it. Rick.
Wow, beautiful story, Frank. I felt like I was there. Beautiful. So what I'd like to share about my journey is, last month, Carol was feeling ill. And 2 days later, I was right behind her. After a few days, we realized this was not just sick. It may be COVID. So we went and got tested. Although it wasn't the next day, a few days later, we got a positive test. But each of us got a positive test. So, and you know, we had basically sidestepped this for 2 full years, plus a little bit. And, you know, it was obvious, you know, these every couple of days, the symptoms were changing. So it was a very unusual illness. But at the same time, because I was forced to rest and unplug, which is very rare for me, I started to feel very calm. This was the first time in my life that I was actually forced to completely empty my schedule. There was going to be nothing that I could do nor wanted to do. So I had all my days empty. And for anyone who has seen my calendar, it looks like, you know, some kind of a grid with tons of things going on all the time. So it was strangely calming to be forced to have nothing to do. Now, again, I knew something was unusual about this particular illness, if you will. I quickly had gratitude because it wasn't as bad as some of the other COVID cases that I had heard. Of course, like many of you listening, we've had friends who died from COVID. So by no means am I making light about this. I'm talking only about my own case and Carol's case. So it was only the two of us in the house, so we didn't have to worry about anybody else. And we were caring for each other. And of course, healers showed up. There are two of them right here on this show with me today. So many people from all around the world started to reach out to us with texts, emails, phone calls, prayers, wanting to do much more than just wish us well. They wanted to get us on the phone or get us on a Zoom and send us love and healing and many different modalities, many of which you've heard on this show over the past 6 months. So this stuff works. And so because I was very calm, I started to see these gifts appearing in many ways. And I thought, I wonder if there's a gift in this COVID. And I wonder if there's a gift in all of the challenges that we face in life. So a quiet came, a peace, a simplicity. And of course, as I mentioned, gratitude. I started to think about and was also told one time in particular by Frank that this could be an upgrade for me. It could be an upgrade. I always talk about my internal hardware and software. We are computers, so why not have hardware and software upgrades from time to time? We do need that. Why not clean the trash out from time to time? So because I was so sick, I started to eat in a very simple way. So I started to kind of cleanse myself. So I was cleansing not only physically, but spiritually. And so I started to look at this as an upgrade. And I can tell you now that it's about 2 weeks after the fact, I do feel much lighter. So perhaps in addition to having had that event, what was a very extreme illness and challenge could have potentially been some type of a cleanse or an upgrade for me. I do feel much more focused. I do feel much more, I'll say, minimalist, even though I already was a minimalist. I'm even more of a minimalist. Or is that possible to be more of a minimalist? I'm less of a minimalist. So I'm really bringing it down to the lowest common denominator in my own world. And maybe this is something you can think about. Peter, what are your final thoughts?
I think that you're the only person I know who can maximize being a minimalist.
There you go.
So my final thoughts, okay. Stuff happens. And most of the time, it's not life-changing, cliff-hanging stuff. Most of the time, it's quite mundane. Will the Uber get us to the train station on time despite the traffic? Will we find the right track for our train okay? Will the train be on time? Will we find good seats? just mundane things, but it's the quality of those ordinary intimate moments which largely makes up the quality of your life. And the Pathfinder's question is how you turn down the stress and level up fulfillment. And the Road Ahead Cafe is the beautiful place you can visit each week where we'll serve you life sunny side up, give you two over easy techniques at least, and always include a yoke or two to make you smile, Rick.
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, you want to share your final thoughts?
We all have a treasure box and it's hidden in plain sight. Anger, resentment, judgment, painful experiences, and more create a thick fog around it. The result is that you can't feel, touch, see, hear all the beauty you are carrying inside, waiting to be discovered. Isn't that what life is all about? To discover that uniqueness within you and share it with the world? For me, it's obvious. So, do you want to unlock your vast untapped potential? Use your talents effectively. Become and remain balanced and joyful. Contact not only me at frankwise.nl. Contact us. We are really, from our own angle, ready to help you to make the next step. Don't lose your track on your treasure box. Get out of the fog and make something really nice out of your life. Stay tuned.
Thank you, Frank. Beautiful. So my final thoughts, what can you get from extreme challenges? Hope you can find the gifts in your life. There is a teacher in all events. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now and tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.